Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Nonny, we got him in. He's going to have to come in for Saka. And obviously, your boy, Ebbs, which the timing of that
is perfect.
Where do you put Eze? Do you put him in the centre midfield or do you play him out left?
If Odegaard was fit, I'd play him on the left. But
Hey, we laughing at speech impediments. That's
it's
mad.
Carnival, nah, man. That's mad. It's carny. It's carny. You're still a carny.
Hey, you know homeboy's got a speech impediment. I just don't pull him up on it. Him. He can't say bare words.
It don't matter at this moment in time. Let's go on.
Boys, just to start, it's obviously off the back of Carnival. I felt every single time we come here, we're meant to have a Big Zoo here, so it would have been more appropriate if Big Zoo was here, but he's not. I don't know what happened to him. But what I do know is I brought these bread and bun and cheese because John Wick always brings African food. And as far as I'm concerned, there are some Caribbeans here and we need to address them. Would you like some bun and cheese? Yes, Steve-O. Take some bun and cheese, my guy.
I'm not going to lie. If you lot at home, when we're wondering why Loon's eating the bun and cheese, I ate half
the thing already,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. You don't like yard food.
To be fair, I'm going to rumble.
You don't like yard food.
Oh, please, man. Don't try and make this a cultural beef because big up my African brothers and sisters. But as y'all know.
Oh, really?
As y'all know, I don't eat y'all cuisine. As y'all know.
Okay, yeah, keep it 100.
Yeah, keep it 100. I don't even eat yam.
I don't eat yam
because it's a crossover.
But you're basically Jamaican anyway. You act like a Jamaican anyway.
Yeah, but.
You act like these, man.
What's that? Wow. One second, I got to make sure I take this past that one thing.
Like, obviously he's Ghanaian and that, but you get me? His body frame is not like a Ghanaian.
One second, boys. When you see me put this up, That means two of you are speaking at the same time.
But I was talking first.
I'm not saying that wasn't the case. Okay, but I'm saying. Problem. Thank you, Linz.
No worries.
Say Ghanaian again.
Ghanaian.
Ghanaian, yeah.
But obviously his figure is not like a Ghanaian. Do you get? He don't have the flat head or the big bump. But you're gone.
Of the what?
Yeah, they got all flat head. Bro. They have flat head and big bum.
Rashford.
Ghanaian. They have big bum.
Huh?
Ghanaian men have big. They all got back offs. I promise you. No, did he? But he don't fit like a Ghanaian man. He looks like a proper Jamaican.
So what are you saying? You assessed?
No, I didn't assess it, but.
So how you? So what are you saying? Because he's gone in.
He hasn't got a flat head.
Or what?
Or big bum.
How do you know that?
What do you mean?
I just said, what do
how
you
How was
mean?
Your holiday in Jamaica? You look good on holiday. You look good on holiday.
He's KG's bum. He definitely knows how.
Can I ask a question?
Go on, bro.
And again, I've been out the loop. I don't really look at the news, yeah?
Did was
Diddy guilty?
Diddy
he's
was
done
guilty.
Done some nastiness.
Diddy was guilty. There was like 7 accounts. He was guilty of like
prostitution
and didn't get like.
No,
he's
five. There's no remember, because he likes cum on his nipples.
What?
You know, remember, everything they said happened. It's just that is he accused of doing the sex trafficking and all of that? No, but remember, they have to tell you everything that happened. So is he guilty of that other stuff?
Because yeah. I don't want, like...
He wanted nut on his eyebrows.
There's a few names that get thrown into things like, no Diddy, no... No this, no that.
Who's that? I've only
one
heard
second.
No
Diddy.
Who's
one
the
second.
Who's the
second.
No Gary Glitter.
But quickly, Steve-O.
What?
Haven't been around this season, my boy.
What do you want?
Come in the West Ham gangster hat like he's gonna do something.
Yeah, like he's got a double barrel.
Steve-O Shelby business.
But West Ham ain't done nothing, rude boy.
Right.
What's happening, bro?
Hello. It's been 2 games.
Too bad. 8 goals conceded.
No.
One second, because my new thing is IBL, which stands for I Believe Loons. Can you just say the amount of goals they've conceded in the first 2 games?
8 goals in 2 games.
Yeah, I know. It's been a bad start. Bad worst start. Worst start.
Never have West Ham done this before.
Yeah, worst start in Premier League history. Listen, I'm not a deflector or anything like that, but you. You're going to get yours in a
They're talking about you.
We're
going to
know exactly. Jesus. Yeah, don't worry about
you're
my shirt.
You're going to get to you, man. I like that, Steve-O.
Yeah, you
address
better,
dig up
your grave because we're going to bury you today, right?
Short one first.
Anyway, so
quickly.
Yeah, man, it's been disappointing. I actually went to the club last week and done a business. It was a business day. You know that when you get invited by your club? Oh, you don't know. So it was a business day where the CEOs of all the sponsors that we've got were there and we're just chatting to them. I had a little chat with the manager as well. And man, he's a lovely guy.
Who's that?
Potter, Graham. He's a lovely guy. I wanted to work for him. But his the way he wants to play, his philosophy, the way he lives life. Like he's done courses in leadership. He's an unbelievable speaker. I just don't know if there's enough time for that to get across to the West Ham team.
So
because
it's not West Ham.
What's an unbelievable speaker got to do with football?
This is what
let me land.
Let him go, man.
Because yeah, man, put that up, man. Like you asked me about my team. Shut up, man. But yeah, man, like we, West Ham, are set up to be pushing. Like we're the second highest attendance in the league. We are 17th richest club in the world. Like we should be pushing for that top six. So
I'm not going to push back on anything he said. I'm just going to pretend it never happened.
So we should be. So like Potter come from a club that had a great setup. Like we see him do his best football at a club that had a great setup.
Brighton.
Chelsea. But when the clubs are a bit, it's hard for him to do his thing, man. So that's that.
You can't go on a motivational course and then concede 8 goals.
Bro, I'm so confused.
In the first.
God
you know
bless
what? I'm not having it. Because if it was a certain signing, that's what we're going to do with certain players on this show. We're going to say they haven't done it yet. So West Ham, bro, we got to keep the same energy, brother. We have to.
Right. So. Just so I'm sure, are we in the Twitter X stratosphere right here? Or are we in the realistic, it's 2 games played. We played a Sunderland that was...
Sunderland? Look at what you just said.
Again, look, see?
You
again,
posted those...
1 second.
Go on, one voice.
Yeah? boys. Because what I'm saying, if you want me to... Listen, if you're here to wind me up, then that's why I'm... Or if you're here to listen, then just listen. There we go.
We listen and we don't.
So, Sunderland, yeah?
Yes.
New signings. First time back in the Prem for how long? Probably, I think, one of the best when it comes to atmosphere and willing their team on. Stadium Alight, I don't even know if it's called that anymore, but it's one of the hardest stadiums to go to. You're going to find out this season. So to get them on the first game in the season, it would have been tough for any team. I'm telling you, right?
Spoke 2-0 by Burnley.
That's next week.
Hang on.
That's at Burnley's first home game. Stop. That's Burnley's first home game of the season.
League One.
All that power that home stadium generates got them League One.
Loons, there's that. Then we played a Chelsea team that's cooking.
No.
What?
Chelsea weren't great first week.
They lost. They drew to Palace.
We were looking at, and that's why.
That was against a good Palace team.
This is what. Thank you. So that being said, you get it now. Yeah, you get it. You get it. So that being said, everyone's gonna drop games. We just dropped them the first two games of the season.
Who you got?
We got the Carabao Cup this week. Who you got? Watch what we do.
Who you got in the Carabao?
Who we got in the Carabao? Oh, sorry, don't worry, under the lights at home, but I can't figure who he is.
Milton Keynes going to get that dub.
I'll tell you what, you lot drop points, City drop points as well against
City
Spurs.
City drop points.
And it feels a little bit like, you know, City from last season. And it doesn't feel the same for Spurs. After us, you know, the live show, we celebrated them being 2-0 up and then losing the Super Cup final. But ever since then, no goals conceded. It's only two games. But one of them places they didn't concede no goals was Etihad. I can't even call it Etihad no more. I've got to call it Etihad.
Don't get confused though, because Spurs, that's City's bogey team at home. They've been Brentford punching up City. Well. They've been punching up City.
Prime managers. City a bligh because it's a bogey team, but we don't give because Sunderland's West Ham's bogey team.
I'm not giving
team.
City a bligh.
Your bogey team. You ain't seen me for like 8 years,
bro.
Like you ain't seen them.
How many years, bro? What bogey team?
And Chelsea. And Chelsea. And Chelsea. We met our two bogey teams.
Yeah, please, bro.
That makes sense.
A bogey team. We've got 8 years.
We've got 18 bogey teams. 18, 19 bogey teams.
That's the whole league.
All right, cool. So let's go back to Spurs' bogey team. Let's talk about Pep. I'm not going to be too drastic. We have spoken about maybe not being, you know, Man City not going on to win the league. Is it the end for Pep in this particular project? Is it time for him to move on to another project?
I want to ask about this. I want to ask John, because John said he is a privileged manager and that when the big players aren't around, things crumble. We laughed at John.
We did.
We laughed at him, bro.
Rubbish. That's rubbish, man.
Yeah, it can be rubbish. He's showing now, though.
But it's not.
We're kind of seeing it.
He's 1-1 lost one. He's 50.
He's 1-1 lost one, and he's got big players around him. And he's still lost with big players around him.
We've been talking about Shirky, been talking about Mavuvi.
Shirky was going on mad, bro.
He played well in the first game.
Bro, man, why you? This is what I said about man.
Lads, one voice.
Wait, your turn.
When you all talk, we can't hear.
Thank you, sir. So.
They don't want me to say anything.
What's going to happen now is I'm going to move from this seat and someone's going to have to come and take the top of the table.
KJ and top of the table. No,
I'll
way,
move
man.
Up there. Don't worry.
Steve-O, could you move top of the table?
Damn.
At least someone I trust.
KJ.
Well, it's a big show.
All right, that's horrible.
I just heard the story.
I push rhyme like boy.
I'm scared. PTSD.
Lads, one voice at a time. As you can see, I'm actually gonna nip out of this episode. The king himself is here.
I'm scared.
Steve-O, come and take the top of the table. Who's here?
I'm scared.
Cages, man. That's the man. You
surely,
table, man.
Surely.
No, man. You table, man.
Surely they got.
Bro, you're gonna need it, bro. Chill.
Yeah, chill, man. We got things to talk about now, bro.
Absolutely, man.
Worst thing you ever done was phone me. And the Etiquique video.
Steve-O, you said that. John's chatting rubbish, being a bit harsh on Pep. But you also asked, are we going to let City off the hook because it's been two games? You got to be a bit honest, though, man. Leading from last season, we fought the Shirkies, the Rinders, the... Mamouvish. Yeah, we thought they'd change how things was going. They don't look like it so far. No, like you said, two games, but Spurs...
they've won one.
But you expect a team in form to beat Spurs at home. A team that's challenging for the league.
No, you expect them to.
At home to beat Spurs.
Spurs ain't a walk in the park. Man.
No, but bro.
With a good manager, there's a good team there.
Yeah, but brother.
That's what I'm saying. And they've got a good manager
now. Listen, if you Liverpool or City, you lot are the top three in the moment, yeah? If you lot lose to Spurs at home, either three of you, it is not that bad.
Yeah. You think
it's
so?
Not, I believe it's not that dead. I believe it's not that bad. This Spurs, anyways. I believe it's not that
no,
bad.
No, but the champions, though.
They finished 17th.
Right, you used to be
finishing.
Sick.
I get the whole finishing, but it's a new seat, new manager. They got new motivation, bro. This ain't the same Spurs.
They got good players, very good players.
Bro, they got Paul. I didn't even realise Paulinho was there. I swear to God.
Oh, didn't you?
I didn't realise he was there, bro.
They got him from Bayern on loan. Yeah, man. And you see one thing I'm going to say. That I've always, like, I knew they didn't need to replace Son. Because I knew Brennan Johnson weren't comfortable with him, right? I rate him, bro. He scores important goals.
No, he scores, yeah.
He scores. He's always there.
You know what
are
I'm
we
saying?
Starting to fear this Spurs side, though?
It's not fear them. You're going to have to put a little respect
hey
on
boys,
them.
Boys, can I say something? This is going to be a...
a little respect on me, please.
There's going to be reoccurring things that I'm going to be saying, because what I do is I keep the same energy, right? One of them is an early one, and that is, it's very early on in the season, so calm down, please. Mm. Calm down.
Absolutely. Yeah?
And the other one is, what we're going to learn is a lot of these teams, your team, my team, they're all going to drop points. So when we drop points, and I know it's a football show and we're meant to cane each other, but we have to have a bit of sense here certain times, right? Because if we start caning each other after each team loses, yeah, just remember, your team's going to lose soon. Your team's going to lose soon. All of that, right? So look at all the hands. Look at this.
We're being respectful, though. This is good for us. This is progress.
But you know what? For the channel.
Since I'm at the head of the table.
Very.
KG.
Thank you very much.
Whoa.
Head of the table.
You can't do that.
Head of the table.
Head of the table.
There's a few things. So there's, I will definitely quickly pass it, but I have to do an early my bad. The Eze thing that I said last week, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. My bad. I said he's not going. Yeah? I called you when you lost.
This is it.
I called you when you lost.
Go on.
My bad.
Yeah. Do not call me on a Friday night chatting.
But I just want to let you know you're getting relegated. That was important to let him know that he's getting relegated.
Oh, we're going to meet all your teams. That's all I'm saying.
My bad for calling a Liverpool fan as well. But I thought it was fun. You lot lost, so I thought, why not? Just checking on you.
Drew lost on penalty.
Now, this is where I've made the mistake, is I got a little bit excited, just a little bit. I thought maybe 7th, 6th for Man United. My bad. Yeah? Because you say second game, it's worse than the second game for us. It's deeper. Like, he can say that. That's him. It's not second game for us, bro. It's more serious. So that's why I just wanted to make sure in this room, we're getting cooked.
Don't we?
I just wanted to.
I know what Kiji's done.
It's his fault. He took away.
I had to.
My
I said
that, and you went somewhere else.
Sorry. I just want to say my bad. There's a lot of my bads I had to fright there.
So KG stopped a lot of things from happening just now.
My bad.
Mentioning United, Drew at Fulham away. You mentioned something that I think is true, and I think I'm proud of you for accepting this, KG. You've come a long way.
You'd be homeless.
No, because this is what it is. You said that West Ham, maybe even a Liverpool or Arsenal can say it's just been two games. But with you lot, it's different.
Mm.
With you lot, the pressure. I'm not going to lie, I'd say we're in that boat as well. But we're doing all right. You lot, though. You lot put all this pressure on yourselves. I see they make a cartoon picture of Cunha and Mbeumo next to a giant in the forest with a United badge on his chest saying, I think we should wake him up. Just wake up the sleeping giant. Brother, that giant might not be alive.
Yeah. I think you misread that.
I
think you woke up the championship.
Bro. And I want to mention something else as well quickly. Big up my guy, Peva, on Twitter. He said, you lot cooked Arsenal for beating you lot with a set-piece goal and trying to score from long throws.
Mm-hmm.
United scored their first goal this season from a corner and Yoro thanked God and it wasn't even him that scored. It was the own goal.
Yeah.
But he thanked the right person. That's why he thanked God. That's why he
went to God. Because he thought it was his goal.
So let me ask you this then. So do you understand just to... Don't speak too early this season, right?
Understood. Okay. And I found out second game of the season.
And also, KG.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you would put your house on Bruno to score a penalty?
He said Bruno Fernandes.
Do you remember who he was arguing with?
I remember.
Did you say that?
I did say that.
Okay.
I'm homeless.
And then someone.
Yeah.
Someone who no one really, people are starting to take this guy serious, but someone called Loons said no way. And again, you lot said he was hating.
I said pressure penalties.
What did you say, bro?
I said, I said pressure penalties. He misses.
He scores them.
Okay, wait. Since Bruno Fernandes has been in the Premier League, no one's missed more penalties than Bruno Fernandes.
Jesus.
Yeah? These are the facts I've got, yeah? Wow. I said these things to you, yeah? I said, also, it's not like I'm giving a Man United hate. I said, I don't trust Mo Salah with penalties as well.
You
I said
that
as well.
I
said both, yeah? So, yeah? These are big facts. You said you put your house in it.
I did, and now I'm homeless.
You will be homeless.
I'm homeless now.
You'd be homeless.
Right now.
He blamed bumping into the ref.
Me and my wife.
Crazy.
That is mad.
And the kid there, man.
Me and my wife.
He didn't say sorry.
Boys just played the game at a level.
So should we?
Are you having that?
Can we have the ball back?
Yeah.
Go on, announce
it. I've got it in my possession, yeah? So watch this now. Ruben Amorim, he's been on motivational speaking courses.
Has he?
See? He sounds a bit like the West Ham guy.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Scrap
no,
that. No. Yeah. Let's talk the rule. The reason why you brought up the corner thing is because that's your forte. That's not our forte, but we got a goal from it, yeah?
We need a forte, though.
We need something at this moment in time, yeah? So that's why your Arsenal fans are cussing us, but no. You said, shout out Kevin, whatever his name, Pevin, Seton. We need it. Yeah, but if I keep seeing corners and yeah, it's gonna look like you lot and I'm gonna get mad. Yeah, so that's not our thing, that's you lot's thing. But at this moment in time, we need a thing. We need it. But I haven't finished.
God,
Hold up one voice.
He's got a great question though.
That's fine, I've got a great point.
Let him answer.
Yeah? Whoa, get it out. Come on.
Which one of you lot said I'm gonna bust first?
Is that like,
Someone just come back from Jamaica, innit? There we go.
What are you talking about?
Wait, from yard, is that what you're doing?
Someone just come back from holiday.
Finish your point.
He hasn't got a point. That's the problem. He hasn't got a point.
That's what the man then for starters.
Thank you.
Nice one.
Anyhow, yeah? Same thing. Two games, we're going ballistic about my club. Stop it. Yeah? No, we have been. Let's not act like we haven't been. We have been because we're going to talk about X, Y, and Z and who not and whatnot. It's been two games. Me, myself, for you, I can't speak for you.
You can't.
Me, I'm not worried.
Homeless.
At this moment in time, okay?
You're not worried.
I just said what I said. Am I Arabic or what, bro?
Can I just come in? You're not worried. I'm going to get you on there. So you're not worried that Ruben Amorim now has a Premier League win percentage of 24.1%.
Yes!
Seven wins in 29 games. Let me land. That is the exact same win percentage as Neil Warnock.
Yes!
27 wins in 112 games.
Neil Warnock has been relegated twice.
There you go. Come on.
Your man is doing relegated twice manoeuvres.
Yeah, man. Crazy. And you're not worried. And you're not worried. Are you worried about that?
No. And do you know why I'm not worried about that? Because this season's a brand new season. You see what happened last season? I hear it. And I'm not forgetting it. But this season he's brought who he's brought. Last year, Hoyland and them man are not his players. These are his players. So what he does now is what I'm going to judge him on. That's my opinion on it.
So do you know that Lenny Yoro hasn't started...
No, he hasn't won.
He hasn't won a game he started against a current Premier League team. So only teams he's beaten are in the Championship.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
It can't be the championship because he hasn't played the championship.
Because he's been the only good player that
bro,
we have.
Bro, you're not saying he's a good player, but...
Hold on.
This is what I'm saying about United. But they don't win with him. You don't win with him.
What, with Yoro?
Yeah.
What, you say Yoro's a problem?
Hold that. We don't win with Yoro. Hold that. That's fine. That's fine. No. Just hold that
21
quote.
Games, you know.
Hold that quote.
Listen,
hold
I'm
that
not
quote.
Saying.
He's looking all right, though. But
hold that quote. He looks all right. Hold that quote. We're not winning with Euro.
He
hold
looks
the quote.
All right.
Well, not at the moment.
But obviously, you lot finished in the shocking region of the Premier League. And because of that, you lot are playing in the League Cup tonight.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Against Grimsby. In the second round. So what's your predictions, boys?
You're taking a piss.
What do you mean? I'm asking.
You're taking Broski. A piss. Now you're
but
mocking.
But that's your fiction, bro.
Now you're mocking.
No, hold on. You
that's
said,
not a real
hold
question.
Hold on. This is what it is. I want to say something.
That's not a real question.
Hold on. I want to say something. You're saying I'm going ballistic.
That was
on
a good
your
one.
Team,
that was
yeah?
a good
no,
one.
No, honestly.
That was a good one.
That's not a real question.
You're saying I'm going ballistic on your team. Bro, I'm just talking on what's happened. Yeah. What do you want me to do? Only speak on it when we're 15 games in.
Yeah. Okay.
After the first game, because this is what it is. After the first game, when you lot said, we lost to Arsenal, but we played well. Team. I didn't stop you and go, it's too early to say you played well. It was, what you said was true.
No, you're right.
You spoke on what happened. Let's talk on the match quickly. You started off firing.
11 minutes.
I watched. No, let me just. This guy.
This right? guy is a fool.
Bro, I watched the game. I said, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch this. Proper hate watch.
Yeah, me too.
And for 10 minutes,
I was hurt.
Man,
it was
watch.
Not good for us. Cunha, Mason Mount was looking
your
good. Your role. You lot was putting things together. I'm seeing Bruno having shots. And then, like you said, man, that... We're going to call it the 11 minutes, man. The 11th minute comes 11th and
minute.
You lot
What's
just...
What's that? The kryptonite
I
thing.
Wouldn't say you lot change, but I feel like the opposition loses fear at this point. Yeah. They think, you know what? It's all right, but we can dance too. Yeah. And that's what happened. You lot got a goal. I was upset. I didn't think you
deserved it
at that point.
Not with the chart, with the hitting the post and then the...
Before that, let's stop. The pen quick. I know we've spoken about it, yeah? But Bruno,
it's
please let this be the last season of saying if he was in other teams, he'll win things for them. Because we're
again.
Seeing
we're
it in
it.
Broski, what do you mean we're doing it again?
We're doing it again.
We're doing what again? This is my thing, yeah? We're going to go on, yeah? If... I'm not even going to name certain man. If I'm going to just name your guys. If we had players that was moving like Sesko, that was moving like Mbeumo, even moving like Cunha, playing well and hadn't scored yet, do you know how much you'd have to say? You, not even KG's understanding me. When it comes to you. Broski, before a ball was kicked, I heard you say to me, Arsenal have to win the league now because we got Gyökeres. Not that was before SA, before Red. He said, you've got your rare tear now.
Steve, did we not both say that? Yeah?
So what do you have now?
Now.
To finish where you should finish.
But before you answer that, can I come in on to add to that?
I'm getting bare questions. I can't answer.
Make sure you rush him, dog. Don't see
him.
They
will ask you bare rhetorical questions.
Get him, boy.
Let me answer something, man.
So to add on to what he just said, remember as well, because we both said that Gyökeres, pressure.
Yeah.
Etiquette,
pressure. Yeah.
This is before Sesko had gone there.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah,
but
agree.
If Sesko would have gone to any of them clubs, it would have
pressure,
been pressure.
100.
So, right now, to add on to him, what he said, as well as is Sesko under extreme pressure? Because I've seen him come off the bench twice now, and he looks like a big lanky piece of.
I'm not gonna. All right, wait, hold on.
He looks like
you
a
need
piece
to.
Of
you need to. You need to.
Everything I thought.
Have you lot finished your questions for this guy?
I didn't even know he was on the pitch.
That's it. Go ahead.
Sesko is in the same boat as them two. Yeah, so we're not.
Them men are gone.
Corners. Say that again.
Them men are gone though.
In the second game, they're gone. In the second game, they're gone. Cool. They've still got. It's still, bro. If they do what they do now and go missing for another 6 weeks, we're back to the same conversation. Every them strikers have pressure, and you lot have started better than Sesko. There's, at the end of the season, bro, we're still going to come to this conversation. Now, if you don't want to have a head start, not a problem. But when we get to the end of the season, we will speak about all three strikers
it's
again.
Not gonna be
and
the
I
end
still
of
bank,
the season.
I still bank on my striker, bro. So you lot can say pressure is game week two.
Can I say something that's important that I feel that we might be missing? We had to, yesterday, well, not even that game again with Bruno missing the penalty. It was criminal. We had to be honest and say that was criminal. And the excuse was worse than the miss.
100%.
The excuse was worse than the miss.
100%.
But then I think, why you say it's just the second game and you're not worried, I think that's a bit of a, you haven't looked at it properly because this manager's had the whole summer to look at the midfield and he's chose to do this.
The midfield thing.
So look, like right now, you've got Casemiro, Bruno.
He's been playing
Casemiro
well.
That he doesn't like Casemiro
well
though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's taking out Casemiro on Bruno. Yeah. We kind of know that doesn't really work.
Yeah,
Casemiro's diving in. We got him Mbeumo and Cunha. Yeah. He might not have needed two tens. It's the truth. So he's gone out and got two tens, and we're still trying to shoe in Mason Mount.
Limiting.
Wait. Last bit. He was standing shooting Mason Mount, and we bought a striker that we're not playing towards. We actually play for Maguire. We're finding Maguire instead of finding our striker. So the way we're playing football, all the same issues are there. I'm worried about Amrin.
And I get I get for you to be worried.
Yeah.
The centre mid thing will get sorted out. And I was speaking about the keeper thing from early, bro. The keeper thing gets sorted out, and the centre mid thing gets sorted out. We will come back to this conversation in a couple months' time, and it will be a different story.
Okay.
Enjoy the show.
Jono. Get him, bruv.
Because I've just been analysing. And to me, this just looks like wedding cancelling, bro.
I was going to say that, bro. Therapy.
Like, there's just excuses. I don't know which one is the husband, who was the wife.
You lot have been doing the talking, bro. We literally just
spoke. We've played the talk for 20 minutes.
No, just now.
We've played the talk for 20 minutes, bro.
Quickly.
And I haven't understood anything that's coming out of their mouth apart from excuses.
Before we move on, we've got to move on.
You are worried, even though you're worried.
I'm terrified.
With Sesko, Cunha, and Mbeumo, all these new guys, where should you finish?
Because we did ask him that. Yes. He never answered.
Where should you finish?
Seventh.
Damn. Where should you finish?
What did I say from the get-go? Top four. I'm not changing my answer.
Big internet,
bro.
You're saying seventh.
I said what I said, bro. I'm not changing my answer, bro.
Yeah, so also to add, you wasn't here last week, Menace, where we discovered the revelation that you finished the season 15th.
I promise you.
You lost to Arsenal 15th again. You get your first point of the season to end up in 16th.
You know what you need to do? Wait.
Sweet. This 16. Is your first full season, isn't it?
Birdman.
Are you finished, sir?
I'm done.
What are you going to
say? This is your first full season, isn't it?
In terms of what?
Being a Man United fan.
No, on Filthy. This is going to be your first. No, this is going to be your first full season.
Yeah, on Filthy. Yeah.
Cool.
No, lucky. Yeah. Lucky.
So do you know why? Because you had the last season, you jumped in new signing.
Pre-season setting.
So you haven't. So you're talking about top four, yeah? They're not going to forget this, bro.
I'm not going to
forget
it.
We're not a top four side.
Okay.
I like and this KG.
I just know. I've learned. I've done it.
No, this
I've
KG. This is a safe KG. But
no, I've got experience.
I will stand. You see me? I'll die. You see when it's
our
time
manager's
to die?
Right. Anyway, we've got to move on.
We're going to move on, man.
We'll change his team, boys.
Yeah. So anyway, crowd, you let us know where you think United will finish. And I expect to be hearing top fours and
where?
Top twos. Because the crowd love United, bro. They're always on to me. Like, they're saying, you see the five... When there was five United fans, they said they want that every week.
Don't you think that, so if you lot being fair, what manager of the top flight is going to get sacked first? Forget Potters and all these ones. I'm talking top out of the big boy teams.
I think that's the wrong thing you lot should be worried
about. Our manager looks the most likely to get sacked.
It should be
him. Yeah, but he's not top. You just asked who.
No, but I'm saying traditional.
Name brand. Oh, I was going to say, bro. Yeah, bro.
Anyway.
Can't be talking about top flight.
You are down
now.
With us, bro. But listen, obviously, there's a bit of a custody match going on in the Premier League.
No, there was a custody match. The custody match
I happened. Think it's still going on.
You think it's still going on?
Yeah. So we're talking about Isak, yeah? A lot of people were saying that Isak's Liverpool's. Do you agree with that?
No.
Not yet. Because for me, after seeing Liverpool against Newcastle battering them for the first...
Steve's, that's what I want
first
to say.
Half, really.
Yes, we'll talk about Isak in a second.
Go on.
Because Liverpool have been absolutely flying since last season, we haven't had a lot of opportunities to upset this man.
Yes.
So even though they did win, we got Rio, Mad Ting, that's the one person that's exempt from all of this.
Decent finish.
But I want to go straight in before we talk about the performance. 3-2, Liverpool, what a game, first of all.
Great game. Liverpool, Newcastle always had good games.
But let's go in.
Real rivalry.
Menace, I'm looking at you, bro. Because
talk to me.
I'm going to call you the pressure man.
Talk to me.
This season. You're going to be the guy that tells me, you are the guy that tells me where people should finish because they got so-and-so for whatever fee.
Yeah. Talk to me.
Chat to me about Florian.
Oh my, Lil Uzi Vert. Oh my God.
Terrible, bro.
Push me to the edge.
My friends are dead.
Leverkusen's dead.
Leverkusen's dead.
That's good.
That's good.
Because obviously we're going to talk nicely about Eka TK soon. So let's start off.
Should we?
Let's start off with Burks, man.
To be honest, let's get him out of the way, man. Two games in, record signing, it has not been good enough. It's as simple as that.
Agreed.
Listen, I remember when, what was it? Pogba done 4 assists?
Yeah,
and
Souness.
A certain Liverpool man said, I expect that from our, not that I listen to them, man, but if that's what people are putting on national telly?
Yeah.
Telly,
big telly.
Then Verts, and they're winning games, but he's still not doing well, which is a concern for me.
So obviously they were 2-0 up against 10 men, conceded two set against pieces. The 10 men.
Set pieces.
Isak Derby.
One was a throw.
Set piece. We have to also say that to get that winner, they needed 11 minutes of injury time.
Never seen that before.
Never seen 11 minutes before. And they scored with their first shot in 55 minutes. So I don't know about you lot. Even last week, for me, Liverpool have been looking shaky at the back. Konate, I know people are saying Real Madrid. I don't understand it. Never have understood it. This is what he plays like all the time, right? No,
you lot are talking about Liverpool. Can I speak about my team?
No, I haven't finished. I haven't finished. I haven't finished because I want to finish with. I want to finish with. That's two very late winning goals, right?
Cool.
When
Fergie did it, it was
hang about. Blada, 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 blada. I think Lips, let me talk to Lips. Surely the luck eventually runs out. Like you can't keep like 11 minutes of injury time. Like listen, youngest player, first shot in 55. Like this is very lucky.
Listen.
Yeah, just that was the first shot in 55 minutes.
I think the luck is done. I'm seeing Mustafi screenshots. And when I'm saying Mustafi screenshots, when I think it was Bruno scored the goal, Kerkez was looking at the crowd like this.
I'm not going to let you, for the dignity of the show, 55 minutes, we scored in 46 minutes. What are you talking about? Yes, we did. As soon as the game kicked off, we scored.
He said
what
are you talking? Hold on, your first shot talking in 55 minutes.
Your first shot
in
45 minutes.
Bro, you're not listening. Hold on, listen. Listen, bro.
He never said in the first 55 minutes.
Listen what we're saying, bro. We're saying it was your first shot within 55 minutes.
We're not saying the first.
So
no,
that means
after the goal.
Broski, after you scored for 55 minutes, you didn't have a shot.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're saying.
That's not what you lot said.
Yes, we did.
He said he scored for the first shot after 55 minutes.
No, he said with their first shot in 55 minutes.
That's it.
Loons, I want to remind
properly.
You. Hold on, Loons.
Defensive
hold
mechanism.
Hold on, 2 seconds. Loons. Hold on, Loons.
Just so it makes a bag of sense, yeah? You lot scored on 111th minute. But so that's 10 minutes added to 45. That's 55 minutes.
And that was the third goal.
Exactly.
That was your first,
was your first shot
in
within 55 minutes.
So
see, so Loons.
From 46 minutes.
I told him he's got clutches before.
Loons,
you don't listen.
Until then. Yeah, right. That's not what you said.
Hey, let's move on.
Poet, roll back the years, clutch and support.
Hold on.
Where's the TA?
Hold on. You know you speak wrong.
Literally, that's what it means.
From your last shot. There you go. That's what you said.
No, you did.
Is this TA here?
Hold on, 2 seconds.
Is this TA here?
Hold on. Hey, boys.
Properly, man.
Hey, Loons. I know you're not focusing. Focus.
Where bro, you lot we are about Liverpool.
Hold
I ain't
on,
said a word.
Bro. Hold
I ain't
on.
Said one word. Rattled. I ain't said one word.
Hold
what
on.
I said?
Hold on.
What I say about work?
Loons.
Okay, Luca.
Hold on, 2 seconds before you go. Hold on. 2 seconds.
Listen to me, Luca.
Hold on, John.
I misbehave your mental teacher.
Bro, shut up, man. Lick your lips, man.
I misbehave your mental teacher.
Lick your lips, man.
Don't be worrying about me. Lick your lips, man.
Listen.
Talk.
So, Loons.
Talk, bro.
Loons.
Yeah.
Do you think the luck's gonna run out soon?
all right, brilliant. This is it, right? Can I address the Wurtz thing? What I'm gonna say about Wurtz is, I also said as long as the team wins, I don't care how the performance happens. I said I don't think he's there for goals and assists. I said he's also there for the pass before the assist. I also said, if it don't work, we'll just rotate him out. Yeah, that's just how football works. We're building an empire.
Bro,
I didn't stop.
Let him finish.
It's my team.
No.
We're building an empire here. We're building an empire here, right? That's part and parcel of it. Late goals. Let's address the late goals. When Fergie did it, I'm just using the example of a great team. When those teams used to do it, it was called Fergie time, and it was called winning ugly, and this is why they are champions, and this is why.
You don't
rate it. But when we do
it. You didn't rate it, though, did you?
But you didn't rate it. What the hell?
What do you mean? You see, when someone has an argument.
No, but you're
like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? What's wrong? I'm not finished, bro. I'm not finished. One voice. I'm not finished, bro. I'm not finished. I heard you go from Kanate to Works to this. 30, you're saying it's luck for Liverpool, but it was great when it was them. That's all my point was, bro. It was luck for Liverpool, but it's great with them, yeah? That's all my point was.
But you didn't like it then?
Kanate is playing bad. Fair enough. It's great. It's lovely. We're looking at Mark Gay. We just signed one of the best young Italian defenders. Hopefully better than Euro, we'll never know.
You don't.
But what I will say is this, we conceded to two set pieces. The general play counter-attacks, I think we handled well. And also I will say this, Roy Keane couldn't do what Ryan Gravenberch done. Take the floor,
okay.
Idiot.
So, Kanate. We didn't do, if we're gonna give you the floor, answer the question.
I am.
So, you got Kanate playing at the heart of your defense.
No, Van Dijk is.
Yeah, both of them.
Can I answer something that was really important to the table? We spoke about Florian Wirtz, and I don't think it's easy enough for him to say, we'll just change it. Because that's a record signing. I just want to know for the table, a record signing, how much did he cost everybody?
No, because 100.
But then when I convert to Naira, it was a lot. It's a 1 billion
He's
naira.
He's the airport, yeah? Bro. I told you.
So 10 billion naira thing, less than Paul Pogba.
But then he can't just say, realistically, you can't do that. It doesn't matter. Him saying it doesn't matter about a big signing.
Because 2 seconds,
you can't have the floor no more.
What you said, yeah, this is what you did. What you said, yeah, is true. But it has nothing to do with, that's Liverpool. That's Liverpool can do that. But that's, we're talking about Wirtz, him. Because again, if I was to say Ekatike hasn't done well, you'll turn around and say, what? 2-3 goals. He's done this, he's done that. You don't have to talk about, oh, if he doesn't do well, we'll swap him. And
mental.
We're building an empire. Yeah. But again, would you have that from them? If they said they're building an empire,
are they us?
What do you mean? Are they?
They're 15. They ain't building an empire. They got to build a boat.
Boys, let's agree to one thing, yeah? We have to keep the same energy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah? Liverpool and United are levels apart, but let's be honest, bro. When we're arguing, do you care that you lot finished 15th last season? You're not going to be quiet. No. You've seen the team, it's your team. You understand, bro?
We've got six points.
Bro, if any big team signs a record signing player for 100 on,
they got to do things.
Bro, don't talk about if it don't work, we can roll. It can't run.
I said it last week, bro.
Virgil couldn't be rotated when you lot signed him. He had to work then. Alisson couldn't. Bro, Coutinho.
None of them are 22, bro. And Coutinho didn't work straight away.
What's age then?
Of course, he's young, new league.
You signed him for the big bread. Don't talk about it.
Absolutely,
I
said he's doing the Mayweather thing. I did say this last week.
Mayweather.
I said he's warming. I asked Savage Dan, what does Mayweather do? Does he give away the first few rounds? He goes, yeah. I goes, why? Because he's finding out. Didn't have that same combo. You lot are acting stupid, man. Like, dumb. Literally, but cool, boys.
I'm not having you treat a man's career like a boxing fight. Yeah. He's had 2 fights and we don't really make him
rounds. So go back to Mayweather, the start of his career.
38 round fight.
115 minutes exactly, of a round.
38 rounds.
The 12 rounds, the knockouts there, he's got the belt and you're gonna know. Dan Gargan.
The rounds are three minutes.
No, it's, yeah? Stop.
He's moving mad, he's had big fights.
There's no stop with boxing. The boxing analogy makes it calm.
Right, can I just say, with that boxing analogy, their guys are knocked out though. You know that, them guys, your guys are
why,
knocked
why, out. Why, we're talking about your pair. Stay on your team. Deflection. Man are too eager to deflect. We're talking about your team. Hold your bind for your record title right now.
What bind? We won two games.
Okay, what's it? Right.
Cheeky.
Let me ask you this. So I think what is telling is very, 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 very telling is that last season, the whole of last season, I would say,
it was very hard to rattle Loons about Liverpool.
Yeah,
I'm talking. We tried. We tried everything. Taking his armpits. Everything, right?
Yeah, no one.
Touched about. Make that we're clear, two no games in.
Yeah,
they got 6 points.
He's gone.
Head's gone.
He's gone. On Mars.
Anyway, so moving on. Obviously, next Liverpool Arsenal coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. We noticed how we spoke about your game. We spoke about your game. Even spoke about your game. Our game, self-explanatory, John. Don't speak about those. Standard. For reason, what we will speak about is last week they were onto man. They said Gyökeres had on the Timbs. He had on the disc.
He still had them on.
But you know what he's wearing though? Slow. He's wearing the slimline Timbs. Remember the school shoe ones? He's got the lows on. Yeah, he's got the trainers.
He's got high kickers on now. He can play with them.
Yeah.
Soft bottoms.
He's got the blue ones.
The soft bottoms.
With the beige bottom. Yeah, and the white laces.
You had blue kickers.
Yeah, nah, the blue, trust me. He's waving off.
Lips, you know what? I will say though, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I always try to look at positives and negatives, but I always hit on the negatives first.
You always do. That's why.
I personally think we still need a midfielder though, you know.
Right?
I don't think we're.
You saying Eze?
No. I'm talking about actual midfield.
Oh, like I think proper midfield.
Yeah, in the middle of the field.
Why though? Who's
no
who
guard Moreno?
Which midfielder do you think is a problem?
I don't think.
Don't like him.
You want more?
Lean drip.
I think he's clean, yeah? I may be biased. This is, again, a me thing. But I think we miss Partey, bro. I'll be honest with you.
You're on an AFCON thing. I was going to say it before you said Partey. You're on an AFCON thing.
I think we miss Partey, bro.
You're saying SCN.
Like, I think we miss him in the midfield. Like, I think it's not solid. I feel like we can get got at in our midfield. You know, if there's a weak point in our team right now, I think the depth in that midfield is a bit, everyone's
midfield's weak now, because you see, if anyone's noticed football change other than your team, you ain't changed formation, but I'm saying all the good teams, us, you, yeah, City, we've gone from a 6 to having a 10.
Yeah,
everyone's got a 10 now. Everyone's got a 10 now. It's Shirky.
We got two.
It's Wirtz. You know, and the 6 is now an 8. Do you get what I'm saying? So the midfield's going to be more open. It's always going to be more open. Everyone's trying to play more between the lines.
I think teams are more prone to give up the ball in the midfield now because they know they could just put the midfield line deeper and it don't matter losing the ball there as much as it did before. But with not quickly to go, Zubi, I hear you, maybe without the ball, he might not be as physical as my man, yeah? But I think why he's a lot better is he just does things way quicker than my man. Where? Because in hand, I used to think Partey was this amazing, press resistant, and he was good in it. But when I think back now that we got Zubi, he took too long to do things, bro.
He waited for the contact.
Yeah, bro. There was times where he'll sidestep a man and go around in a full circle and it'll just slow things down. Whereas with Zubi now, and I don't even think he's warm yet. He's still kind of humble
body
with it. But the way he gets it and gets it again and just floats, and I think he works well with Declan Rice there as well, making that little double pivot.
You know what we're doing? Now a player's gone, yeah? We're kind of moving the goalposts as in, like, we think he could have done this more. Because when he was in here and when he was at the club and slowing the game down when we need him to slow the game down and do the quality things, he was the best at it.
He's
and
gone.
You can see that he's the best. I understand that he's gone, but I don't see Zubi doing that. I hear that
in the season where we had Xhaka and everything, 100%. But the season after that, straight away, it was just moments. So last season, the moments was the Champions League.
Yeah.
He bossed it, innit? You forgot about everything else. When we're West Ham, Villa, against the... Because that's what it is. Zubi against the smaller teams plays at the same tempo. We've seen him play at Old Trafford and at home against Leeds. He's the same. Partying these games now, we'll kind of see it as a time to coast and a time to take extra touches and maybe try new things. I think the good thing about the players we have now... Gyökeres, Zubi, even Madueke, we're forced to...
And Eberechi.
Broski.
Oh my God.
We got options now. I see the picture on Twitter. We got an A team and a B team.
I'm so sad.
And our B team is better than your A team. That's
100%. I won't lie, bro. 100.
No, let me go through it.
Can I say something?
Go on.
Well, because listen, I come out on Twitter this week and I was like, Arsenal the truth. I believe this is the season. So I'm there with it, but you are getting a little bit too cocky. So what I want to say is, you say you got an A and a B team, mm-hmm. you're going to blood clot Needham because Saka yeah, is definitely out
yeah.
and Odegaard is a doubt.
Yeah. Is he?
How do you feel yeah. about that? Is your B team going to step in?
Got shampoo, innit?
You know what it is? It too much. This is, they have to, innit? Nonny, we got him in. He's going to have to come in for Saka. And obviously, your boy, Ebs, which the timing of that
it's perfect.
Yeah, literally perfect.
Where do you put Eze? Do you put him in the centre midfield or do you play him out left?
I would, if Odegaard was fit, I'd play him on the left. But
Hey, we laughing at speech impediments. That's
it's
mad.
Carnival, no, man. It's Carly.
Hey, you know homeboy's got a speech impediment. I just don't pull him up on it. Him. He can't say bare words.
It don't matter at this moment in time. Let's go on.
He's got a crack in the tooth missing every year.
No, but honestly.
Hey, that's the Man United thing coming out.
Bro, that's the only joy they're getting. I'm fine with it,
man. That's fine, bro. Run with that. Joy.
Joy.
All right. That's a Yardie thing. Hey, listen.
Let's go.
That's cold, man. He's dead.
I will win it on it. Yeah, we're back.
You better. Grimsby, Burnley.
Grimsby, you missed
Burnley, Grimsby. Grimsby. See, you're doing it again, bro. Sorry. Grimsby.
Boys, come on. Hey, come on. Back in the room. No one cares about
that. That's the next game.
Boys. Yeah, so obviously Arsenal, Liverpool next. As you say, we've got massive goal game. There. Without Saka, maybe without Odegaard. Mikel Arteta against Liverpool, 11 games, only won 3 times, lost 4 times, and he drew the other 4. But Liverpool haven't beaten Arsenal in their last 6 meetings in the Prem, losing 2 and drawing the others.
Bogey team.
Do you know what it is? This fixture's mad because it's almost like we're each other's bogey teams. I think since we've been good anyway, I think we've been cancelling each other out. Like even the season where we beat you lot and we drew, that draw at Anfield almost meant more than the win at the Emirates. You understand?
Can I ask a question? Will this game like have a significant impact on the title in terms of how the guys react and how they go on to play other games?
Yeah,
has it got championship maybe significance?
Maybe for a team at the level of maybe a club like United, it will. But you know, like a real jigger team.
I wanted to ask
like, you know,
question.
Bounce back ability. If Arsenal lose, I don't think Arsenal will be out. If Liverpool lose, I don't think they will be out. Do you get what I'm saying? But if Man United lost, I reckon they'll go on a 6-game losing
focus
streak.
Focus on Arsenal. I'm just saying, if Arsenal beat you guys,
you'll have pissed off Lugo, bro.
You see, you man have pissed off Lugo, bro.
He's dying, bro.
You might have pissed him off, bro.
Hey, TA, bro, pattern,
man. All jokes aside, based on what you said and kind of based on what you said, I think it's true, innit? I kind of think because Arsenal and Liverpool are doing well, I'm not saying it won't matter. Win is a win, but there'll be time to bounce back. But I think that's a testament to us because I think in seasons before, yeah, if we didn't get that win against Liverpool at the Emirates that season, that win made us believe.
We went Emirates super confident. We thought he was going
to
brush
it. Now, 2 seconds, I think we're in a position where we can go Anfield and even lose. If we play a certain way, we'll leave saying, yeah, all right. Even if we play badly, we'll know not to play like that again and we'll just take the season in our stride. And I think we've got to that point. Liverpool have always been there. Liverpool losing a game at any point don't matter. Since because of Salah and Alisson and Van Dijk, you have to admit. But with us now, I think we're moving towards that direction. So
hang about, go on.
When
go,
you
go,
said,
go.
What was your question, sorry?
I said, is it going to have any impact on the title? If they've
because
I think sometimes when these teams win, like if Arsenal,
don't ask your own question.
Well, I'm just saying for me, because you threw out Man United quickly, and I was saying, no, this game could really impact. If Arsenal go in and win that game, they're now going to believe they can be one of the best teams.
Confidence boost, isn't it?
The best team in their league is you guys, yeah? If Arsenal go and mash them up with the B team, because that's not their main starters.
Nah, it's only going to be 2 players, bro.
They'll say it's not their main team, and they'll say we can still get stronger. So I can imagine Arsenal now will be buoyant throughout the league to say we can
it'll
beat
be,
anyone.
It'll be did A minus as well, because Verts will be playing.
And to go on what Loon said, and this is why you have to, although he says madness, he mentioned your thing, he's not wrong in the sense of saying 3 games into the season
don't matter. That's what I'm trying to say to you, as a professional.
Yes, as a professional, you lose your 3rd game of the season to your rival, to whatever. There is not enough that will take you off your game.
I would come back to that point only because some teams get a nice run in the Premier League and they're hard to stop. So before, people winning, they're winning the league.
They'll be confident.
They've gone and they've got, like, they lose 2 games in a season or something.
Not that ain't been done for years.
I'm saying that's what's happened.
That ain't been done for years.
That's what's happened.
That's his point that he's trying to make, though, isn't it?
This is what it is, yeah. And with Liverpool and Arsenal knew the fixture list. It's not like they got to August and it's like, rah, who are we playing next week? They know. So they knew if we go into that fixture with 6 points, 3 points over there will still be good, but it won't matter as much.
Yeah.
I like them. They don't have a point.
But you don't have to win.
The title race that we're not in.
Hey, Loons.
How much
games,
playing us in the title race.
This is one for you, one for you. Yeah, yeah. How much game did Liverpool lose last year?
Four.
But we threw away the loss.
Yeah,
that's four.
They,
that's four. How many did you lot use?
4. But they lost
16.
Hold on. They lost 2 after they'd won the league.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's different.
So the point I'm making is a fair one.
You're right. So that's why I wanted to double check that.
He does have a point.
Hang about. That's why I wanted to make sure. So what we're saying is, I remember back in the day, and I've said this before about the Arsene Wenger, you lose one game against your rival. That was all it took, right? And for years, it hasn't sort of been like that. That's why I wanted to say, have we got back to that where these things do matter?
It depends on where you lose that game, though. Because I've seen you lot, because you lot obviously were going for the league. You lost to Liverpool, and then it put you, and then I think you lost to West Ham, and it put, and
we drew to Liverpool.
Was it a draw? So you dropped points, and then that's when the title race went down. So I'm saying at the
late
time
in the season,
did I not just say at the time of the season, it depends on when you play them big games and what it will do to your season. But third game into the season, that don't matter, man. What it will do for whoever wins or whoever gets the better
confidence
of the two teams, it will build confidence massively. Other than that, it ain't got nothing to do with the title.
The Premier League is the realest league in the world. Like, so we could beat them and then draw the next game against Burnley, or they can beat us and go to their next game and lose. Yeah, the Premier League's
but
real.
What we're saying is saying 2 games, like Liverpool only lost 2 games
before winning the league. I said it on the live show.
So you can easily, that's what I'm saying, when you talk about the title race, yeah,
it can easily end for a team by just not staying in the fight early. And Liverpool do have this thing that once they start winning, they're hard to catch. That's the one thing they're hard. And with those 2 wins that they've had, they're brilliant wins. Let's have it right. Even though everyone was saying what they were saying, you're getting to a stage
that's
now.
Wins
that
of champions.
But hang about, same as Arsenal. Because I think Arsenal didn't deserve to win the first game. And they still won. They wouldn't have won before.
It's as simple as this, yeah. Liverpool and Arsenal have both played 2 games this season. Comfortable. One of them was a comfortable-ish game at home that they should have won no matter what.
Leeds?
Yeah, Leeds at home, Bournemouth at home. You expect 3 points. Newcastle away, United away. These are places that you go to. If you get 3 points, it feels good. You understand? Especially if your signings get on the score sheet. Ekotike scored at St. James's Park. You understand? So it's gonna have an effect. And as we're talking about the signings, obviously, like as I said, Ekotike has scored every game that's mattered in a Liverpool shirt so far. Community Shield. Bournemouth at home, Newcastle away.
They don't need his
striker finish as well.
I want to talk on that quickly. And one thing I want to say is we were talking about, when it was the 3 strikers we were talking about was Gyökeres, Sesko and Ekotike. And we were kind of talking about Gyökeres separately from Sesko and Ekotike. Like they had everything to prove.
Was that before Sesko signed?
No, just in general. Remember, when it was Arsenal, we're going to get Gyökeres or Sesko, but Liverpool got Ekotike. It's like, yeah, Gyökeres is this bad boy, ready-made bad boy, but these 2 boys from the German league are learning. But my man's landed blonde hair. They don't even look like a goal-scoring hair. And he's just mashing up the bro. He's just mashing up. He's just mashing up.
He's a bad man. He's a key case, man.
Steve, I hear it.
Stevie TK, you know.
Don't kill me.
Stevie TK, you know.
As I mentioned before, Gyökeres off the mark with a brace at Leeds. But we've seen him away at a decent team, even though it was his first game.
Too early.
Wasn't great, but we'll see.
Eze is probably going to feature now. Jesus, I'm very, very excited about that. Zubimendi, who John is not convinced by, is definitely going to have a part to play in
that game. Would he have looked in that Liverpool midfield?
Zubimendi.
Yeah. Because he was almost going there.
Yeah, he was going to be Grav before Grav. And when he done the... He was going to be
Grav. He was going to play where Grav.
No. When he said no, we didn't have no other opportunities. We was going to go for that Douglas Luiz from Juventus. Gravenberg. And then my man was like, "Raw, you played six.
I had him already.
Ajax.
You had Gravenberg.
Yeah, no, but he was playing as an eight.
Oh, okay.
That was last season was his first season as a six.
Okay.
First ever. So you said you played there, you used it, it worked, innit? It does the progression football, innit? And yeah, they're similar style, kind of. He's just a bit more athletic. Bro.
Frimpong, is he out? Hamstring. Confirmed. So yeah, Frimpong is out.
Man U.
Yeah, Wirtz. Wirtz, Wirtz, Wirtz.
Is it worse?
Is it worse? Is it worse in
Wirtz? Is it worse?
Is it
worse?
Lay working.
Etiquette,
though, we got to get his name right, right? We keep saying about his three goals, but he's also got one assist.
Etiquette.
Important. Very important, man.
I like him, to be fair. The pressure, I put pressure on him, and he's actually doing well. And I expect him to do decent, not as well as how he started off, but he actually looks good, man.
Who's at home for this game against Arsenal? Who's at home?
Anfield, bro.
Anfield,
I'm not going to lie. If it was at the Emirates, I'll feel very confident. I'll be honest. I feel very confident. I'll be real.
I think that's where they drop points more, innit? At your game. Okay,
can I ask a question? And I think he's done half decent. He's looking half decent. Mm-hmm. But Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah, looks weird.
Oi, the Bournemouth goal. I saw him go today.
Okay, it's not just me. Okay.
He went to Linker, man. Yeah,
I said to Semenyo, Godegyal.
But ain't that his style of defending?
Aura.
That's how he normally does his like 1v1 defending and stuff. Like, he does it at like, a weird angle. So I don't know what he was trying to do
score.
There. No, 100%.
I don't usually score.
I think that's down to his bad defending or something, isn't it? Yeah,
when he used to do this, he was obviously a lot more mobile. And what he kind of do is kind of like,
show you to go one way.
In a very risky way. But
he would over exaggerate. Yeah,
confidence.
And then all of a sudden, he's there.
He's galloping.
And what I think happened there was a little bit of miscommunication because I don't know if Konate used to do it, but Konate did it as well. They both started doing aura defending. Now he hasn't looked great.
Yeah, man.
He's not bad though.
No, he's not the worst. He's not even bad, but
I think the drop
at that level.
recently hasn't looked great. You understand? You can say it's two games.
Do you reckon he's thinking of that Real Madrid free agency thing
too? I think it could be the move.
Do you reckon he's thinking about the Real Madrid thing?
100% thinking about that. And Kerkez, he's nowhere near Andy Robinson. Yeah. Like, so the two fullbacks they've brought in to say like, we've replaced. Nowhere, you're miles off it, Liverpool.
Bro, you got
to
remember.
Miles off it, mate.
Robertson and Trent weren't going to be easy to replace anyways, bro. Like Trent, we know what Trent does. And Robertson in his prime, not towards the end of his Liverpool career, but Robertson in his prime, sorry. One, if not the best left back in the world. Sorry. They weren't, if to lose them both, well, not even say Robertson's left, but to drop them off, obviously Trent's gone, and to replace both of them in the same season weren't going to be easy work.
While Van Dijk is declining, while Konate
is thinking about going with Trent.
And the centre back, who's the, Joel Matip.
Gomez.
Quavers. Matip.
Matip gone a long time ago.
Whoa. I'm talking about that team, the Klopp team with the fullbacks that were the best team that we've seen in the Prem for a little while. Like that, they're fully gone now. Van Dijk's the last one, really. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So even Matip's gone. The two fullbacks are gone. The keeper's older than he was.
He's talking about the back four.
Robertson and Trent are gone.
Robertson's not gone. Costa's
gone off the starting 11.
He's the vice captain.
Yeah, but from the pecking order.
Starting 11.
This is my thing. I like
ability.
You see Kerkez, Kerkez is good, He's good going forward, He's strong in a tackle, But it's like at the same time, sometimes in 1v1s, he's not strong enough. It's like, if he's got the opportunity to just snap a man, he'll do it, innit? But if he has to go shoulder to shoulder over like a duration, he's kind of shaky.
So who's going up against him? Who's going up against him in this game? Is it Madueke?
Before we do predictions, because this will line that up. Gyökeres against Van Dijk and Konate. I fancy him.
Yeah,
I fancy him.
He's gonna punch them up.
Yeah, I think he's gonna punch them up, bro. And I never used to say that about Van Dijk. Virgil was the truth, but it always comes to an end.
I'll be real.
Does he win the physical battle though against them, man?
Because this is what it is.
He's more physical than technical.
I don't think it's like, necessarily like about.
He didn't win the physical battle against De Ligt.
Against who?
I think Gyökeres. It's not even necessarily about him scoring in that game. It's about him providing that problem to get the guys on the flanks more space. Because even though we didn't play well at Old Trafford, that happened, bro. Saka and Martinelli got a lot. Just because a guy that was trying to get out to him, Gyökeres was just leaning on them. Literally, bro. He was just there. And when he does this dropping deep thing, his touch is so bad. It's not great. But he causes problems, bro. You can't move him. So on an aura defending thing, you've seen it. He'll carry it as well, bro. Don't run away from him, bro. Because he'll drop the shoulder last minute.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you're going to get your wish. You said Madueke on the right is more, makes Arsenal more fluid. Yeah, you're going to get your...
It's literally...
He's better on the right.
I said he carries a ball more natural on the right.
And you said Saka's better on the left. So you're going to... So going to half get your wish. Yeah, we're going to see this. I think... With Madueke out there, I just don't see it. You get what I'm saying? I just don't think he's good enough. Those kids though, if Ethan starts, this is a hope could be a problem. I think Ethan should start. That's what I do.
Ethan's not gonna start.
I think he should start wide. I think Arsenal are a good team. Good team. But those injuries, it's gonna be a draw.
Eze is better than Odegaard. Let's get it right. I believe
Eze is the best player at Arsenal.
I think he's our best footballer, the best footballer.
You lot shitting on Odegaard is a bit crazy, I can't believe it.
Hold on 2 seconds, because we're at this age, yeah, in time, where if you say a man is better than a next man, you're shitting on him.
But are you saying Arsenal fans have not shitting on Odegaard? They're not shitting on him.
I feel like
Arsenal fans have been shitting on Odegaard for a minute, and he's your second best player.
And I want to address Arsenal fans when I say this, yeah? We're in an era, yeah, where like, you can write down your thoughts, innit? So a man can judge you via your opinion. And man are trying to look smart. It's as simple as that. They're saying things like, oh, Odegaard plays too close to Saka. Right? He should be on the other side because of a passing angle. And that's you want him to play.
Jesu!
That's right. But yeah, I just think, yeah, as much as I understand that, I don't think football's that simple, bro. Like, you can't just play a man on the stronger side in the midfield based off one pass. Like, the game, it's a whole game, you understand? But I think Eze is better than him. Yeah, I think Eze is better than him. Eze is going to play at Anfield. I think we'll win or we'll draw, innit?
Do you think
he starts? I don't think we'll lose. I think he starts.
Where? Odegaard?
I think he starts for Odegaard, yeah.
Lippy, from the moment Steve-O had, he's getting relegated this season, innit?
That's relegation form. I've never seen
when
that.
When you looked at that,
that's relegation form, bro.
It's relegation rhythm.
What are we going to do, yeah? If God forbid you get relegated.
I don't want you locked down.
God forbid you get relegated, but the team that wins the league that year, if it's one of our teams and not City, yeah, you can support us for that the following season. Obviously, because we still want you on Filthy, innit? Because no championship supporting manner allowed.
So no one checking in on that. if we do check in on that, it'll be like 2 minutes.
Oh, so you're new here? Because we've been here before. I've been in the championship.
Of course, we're
in the championship. Still turn up. Snapchat still turned this show viral. You need me. Allow it. Stop it. Let's not pretend. Come on.
Right. That celebration. I don't mind.
Lips from that to what he just said there, it's class. It's class. Yeah. It's class. That's legend. That's legendary stuff.
That's that celebration there, bro.
It's experience.
Don't even know where they're going.
It's experience.
Obviously, we're speaking about Liverpool and Arsenal, Mikel Arteta, obviously Arne Slot. Let's talk about how long it's taken the big six managers to win consecutive Premier League games against anyone. Arne Slot, yeah? Took him 2 games to win consecutive games in the Prem. Not to take it away from him, but a good team he inherited. Good manager, that happened. Pep Guardiola took over a decent-ish City team.
Remember, he was doing transitions.
Yeah, transitions. Brought in De Bruyne, a couple, man. Took him 2 games.
Thomas Frank just got to Tottenham.
Go on, keep going.
Has won consecutive games with Tottenham already. Enzo Maresca, who got to Chelsea last year.
From Leicester.
Took five games to win consecutive games in the league. Mikel Arteta, who just came from life. He wasn't even a manager before Yeah, he was an assistant. Yeah.
T-boy.
Different. Took him nine games.
Had a Aubameyang Lacazette. Yeah. That's why, difficult.
Took him nine games to win consecutive
matches.
Premier League games. How many games has it taken Amorim? Has Amorim won consecutive games?
No.
So what? Has he done it or not?
No.
In how many games?
In 29 Premier League games, Ruben Amorim has not won two in a row. And I know you want to hit us with the bottle.
Can I have some
you
of
need
that?
To Please. Open that bottle Wait. And have a drink.
If you hit lips, I hit loons.
No, listen.
But you're not worried.
And we are also, I've also got confirmation from GOP that it's been about 320 days since you lot have won five in a row.
Can I say something?
You can.
Yeah? Finished. Did we not speak about United at the start? Why are we still bringing United stuff up? We need to move on.
Can I say something? Let me explain something to you two and the United fans at home. Yeah? You just fix my shirt for this one. You man are the biggest club, not in Manchester, not in England, not even in Europe.
They're not Europe.
The biggest club in the world.
Cap.
According to... Bro, that's what they
we
say.
Are, we are.
According to Upton,
I'm just saying
man.
What they're
we
saying.
Are.
No, Upton.
Zabrowski, you see me?
Oh, Real Madrid,
you see us. Me? Arsenal, I say we're the biggest club in London. Yeah? It was Carnival this weekend. That proved it. Arsenal shirts everywhere.
Oh, get
Arsenal
out
shirts
man.
Everywhere.
Africans don't celebrate Carnival.
Is that how it works? Buy wines. Up to wines. Up to wines.
All your friends in school who supported London clubs, who did they support?
Chelsea.
Arsenal.
Yo,
Arsenal,
you, Arsenal, Arsenal, you got far. They supported the Leipzig. You know,
they were, yeah? Leipzig.
But all jokes aside, so you see when they talk about us all the time, I have it. It's part and parcel.
But you can't just say Carnival proved Arsenal are biggest club in
London. We are the biggest club in London.
That's a Yardie
that's
thing.
Mad.
That's a Yardie thing.
Broski, when you go outside, yeah, you see Arsenal shirts. You have to be around Chelsea.
We're in London,
and all these
bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a London team.
But if, okay, when you leave London now, what's the only London shirt you see, bro?
Chelsea.
West Ham.
No,
and that's
what? That's in Essex.
I swear to
He's
God. No, 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 no. When you go abroad, this is what I was trying to tell you.
West Ham.
You lot don't travel like me.
Isle of Man ain't abroad.
Isle of Wight and that ain't
Isle of Man
whatever,
ain't abroad.
Bro.
That's the same state.
Dover is
that's
England,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's the same.
Man's talking about Derby and that.
I was jailed there.
It's but no, but it's still the ends, though.
It's not UK.
It ain't.
No. New, they got their own money, everything.
Who?
Isle of Man.
Jersey.
Isle of Man.
Isle of... Why for that?
I thought you'd always said Isle of Dogs.
That's in London. God, that's in London.
Yeah,
that's
top of the road.
That's around the corner.
Yeah, you ain't gonna find no West Ham shirts there, though. You are! That's funny. He's in the near Stratford, isn't
that? I kill him.
I don't think you'll understand how big West Ham is as a club. And that's why where we are in the league is so bad. Because we are set up to be boosting into that top six. We should be in there.
Six?
They were there the other day.
We were there as well.
We get more average attendance than Arsenal, than Chelsea. Like, we are the highest attended team in London. Second in the league. Who's the top? I don't know.
Man United.
Is it Manchester United?
Man United or Newcastle.
I don't even know who it is, but we're second.
No, it's Spurs. Spurs new stadium must be.
I watched the whole breakdown the other day. West Ham, we're seriously underachieving. And when you go abroad, when you go abroad, there's a lot of people in West Ham shirts. Like, honestly, we are the 17th richest club in the world. Let that sink in. So what we're doing is terrible. It is terrible. So will we get relegated? I don't know, man.
Do you know what it is? I hope you don't. I hope United do.
Me too.
But basically, don't disrespect. Right, but basically, that little rent was, don't disrespect my team, innit?
Harvey Elliott's not going there either.
I would diss them sometimes.
Harvey Elliott's not going
there. It's Bynes, man. It's Bynes, isn't it?
You're here, man.
Hopefully Loons picks up his head.
Wait, quick question, though. Quick question.
Lost
Where do you think you're going to finish this season? Both of you, actually. I know where he thinks he's going to win the league. Where do you look?
Okay, hold on. We started off We started off the episode with my bads, didn't we? And I should have chimed in because in my, when we done our predictions, I said Arsenal would come third and my bad.
Why? You're going to win the league?
We're going to win the league.
Like, comment, subscribe, and make sure you join our fantasy football league. Code is UNL6R2. All the descriptions are in the below.
All the, in the below.
All of the details are in the description below. Peace.